Well, Mary, we're at Leeds Civic Hall. First of all, can you just explain what's happening today?
The Environmental Audit Committee, which I chair in Parliament, has come to Leeds today to hear firsthand from businesses and communities that were affected by storms Desmond, Eva and Frank over the Christmas period, and to feed those experiences into a report that we'll be writing for the government in the next month.
Looking at today, there's already been a large turnout of people. A lot of MPs have turned up, including yourself. I mean, it just shows how important this issue is.
Well, I think, I know that flood-affected communities feel that the news cycle has moved on, but I want to reassure people that we in Parliament have not forgotten about those devastating floods. We do know that there are people, I have people in Wakefield, who are still out of their homes, still struggling with the aftermaths of the floods, and also looking for flood insurance in order to protect themselves, their families and their businesses in the future. So we're here today to hear directly from those people.
Looking at the Flood RE scheme, which was launched, obviously there are people who actually miss out on it, including those in newer homes and also certain businesses as well. Do you think that's fair?
The government has set up the Flood RE insurance scheme. Certain properties are excluded, certain businesses are excluded, and that obviously creates risk and hazard in terms of people who are in those newer homes who may not realise that they're not covered. But I think it's important that the government has got this new scheme, that it can offer cheaper insurance. And I think for businesses, I'm very keen to hear today what difficulties they are having, and we want to hear that evidence and make it as part of our report.
Now, the government have announced that new funding has been brought in, £700 million to help people. Just, it does show just how significant this is, especially for the people in Yorkshire.
The government announced a pot of funding at the budget in 2015 for flood defences, but it took a series of floods across Yorkshire, the North East and Scotland and the North West and Wales before they announced this further funding of £700 million. And that is being raised through increasing insurance premium tax on every property insurance policy and every car insurance policy in the country. We can argue about the rights and wrongs of that decision, but at the end of the day, it's my job to make sure that that money is well spent and goes where it is most needed.
And obviously it was a few months ago since the Boxing Day floods affected so many people. Do you think lessons have been learnt already, or do you think people are still learning from it?
I think we're still waiting to learn the lessons of those floods, and I think the committee's inquiry into those floods will be part of the lessons learned. I know that the Department for Environmental, Food and Rural Affairs Committee is also looking into the floods. We're looking at how the agencies coordinated and also the issue around spending. And we're very keen to make sure that communities are resilient and better protected against flooding, which is the biggest risk our country faces from climate change.
And some people have accused the government of not helping Yorkshire, giving the money more to down south. Do you think that that's a fair assessment, or do you think it's a bit unfair?
We've had the welcome news that Leeds is going to get the first part of its flood defence scheme, the £3 million to do the investigations into this scheme. So the big bit will be when the engineering designs have been drawn up, and will we get the money here in Leeds to protect the city centre from the sort of flood we saw on Boxing Day, and which would affect tens of thousands of people if it happened during the working week.
And finally, just how important is it that the money is evenly distributed to all areas across Yorkshire?
I think it's really important that the funding is spread evenly and fairly across the country. We have asked our witnesses to give us evidence if they find unfair funding, and that is something we'll also be looking at in our report.